Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Smart Sister Show. And I am your host, Smart Sister. And here we are talking about the terrorist acts that took place last week. Now, I touched on it a little bit, but I'm going to spend, now that we've had a little more time for the fallout, for us to see what's going to happen and what ain't going to happen, here we go. Now, I have heard all this analysis and all this bullshit and all these people talking, and then now they talking about impeaching Trump and all the stupid ass Republicans standing up there talking shit. And okay, let me just, y'all know what I like to do. Just bring it on home and keep it real simple. First of all, this shit was so staged till I just can't believe how stupid people are getting so damn upset. What for? You and I both fucking know that if this shit was real, the FBI, CIA, they mama, they daddy, everybody, they'd have shut this shit down before God got the news. Now, let's just keep that 100. So the shit happened because they wanted it to happen. Okay? Black people locked up for conspiracy. Our ass get locked up for thinking about shit. Okay? How in the hell you got all them peckerwoods climbing walls, coming in, smearing shit on the floor and on the walls, sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk, even though somebody supposedly tweeted where she was and they weren't supposed to do that. Certain people had their staff and whatever go home. And don't you find that a little funny? Okay, but AOC ass was still there. See, they don't like her, so she didn't get the memo. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. It's just so staged. First of all, this way, with something like this, they call themselves galvanizing people to see what's going on. And then also, you know, the Republicans can exit stage left and still look pretty cool. Because, oh, see, now, yeah, we agree with you guys. Trump has got to go. And then the Democrats on the other side are kind of like, well, this is a travesty and we've got to do something and blah, 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 blah. And Biden's talking about we have to heal. And these damn people know what they're doing. Okay? And my question is, like I was saying, white supremacy wins again because they set this shit up and they're never going to be at fault. Now, you got these same gun-toting damn knuckle draggers out here being used. They can't even see how they're being used. You don't have a coup on a government without the damn military. Now, how was two or three of y'all storming in, breaking a window, carrying a flag and your gun or what was gonna do any damn thing? For real? For real? That's really a coup, right? These are the same damn people that want to talk about Black Lives Matter and all that. They came down on black folks like we stole something. They lit our asses up. What do these peckerwoods get? I'll wait. I just want to see. Like I said, when you know it's white supremacy, white people can do no wrong that they're going to be held accountable. Now, y'all can get started. All the knuckle draggers can start talking. Oh, well, you people tore up the city and you burned buildings. Y'all already know half of that shit the Proud Boys or the whoever did to escalate things. So black folks didn't even do it. Look, that little ratting house. That's what I'm going to call him, ratting house. Little bastard killed two white folks. He with the Klan, he came and did what he felt he had to do. And what? He's out. He ain't even locked up. And he didn't kill some of them. See, that's what I'm just saying. White folks, a lot of this white supremacy shit, they don't care as long as their agenda is put forth. White folks can kill other white folks. They can do whatever, but they're not gonna, pay for it. Or they might throw away one or two every now and then just to, you know, try to keep it seem, make it seem like they covering. But my thing is, you know, damn, well, let's just hypothetically say black people did the same thing. What do you think would be happening right now? I want to see who the fuck gonna get locked up, and not only locked up, throw away the key on their ass. Now, being locked up or held or whatever, I know what, the leader of the Proud Boys, who's Latino, it looks like, black Latino almost, his ass is out. Okay, his dumb ass don't even see how he being used by white folks. Don't you find it funny? Y'all hate black people. Y'all hate Latinos. Y'all, but you, the president, or you the leader of the Proud Boys, and then they got that story showing one of the Proud Boys married to a sister. Now, how confused and fucked up is that? See, that's the racial problem too many people of color have. First of all, how you gonna be a part of some bullshit like this? First of all. Because what's happening to you in this country is totally damn different than white folks. White folks just pissed off because they losing, the poor ones feel like they losing power. They're not being represented by their government and blah, blah. They just pissed off. We then been killed, raped, drugged through the mud, dogged out, money taken. Every damn thing. So if any damn body got a reason to want to storm on this damn place, it would be us, but we know better because they would annihilate us. Now here these little white folks coming in, sitting at people's desks, putting their feet up and smearing shit on the floor. And I always wonder, what is it with white people and shit? They always like, you piece of shit, you whatever shit. They smear it everywhere. They put bags of it on shit. They are really fixated with that orifice I found. But, however, I digress. What is the point? Like I said, you ain't taking over shit for real. Ain't no military involved. So what do you really think you're doing? And if you really think they're through, no, this shit is gonna keep going. So unless they are annihilated like we would be, I don't want to hear the shit. Then you would know it's even more a part of a plan that white supremacy has to try to change people's views or what. You, it's some people you can work with and some you can't. Motherfuckers that ain't about shit, what are you trying to work with them for? For what? So by this healing shit, you got me all the way fucked up, for real. Black people don't even need to be in none of this bullshit, because it has nothing to do with us. It could, because if you really think America is really looking out for you, you've got to be kidding. And the fact that this sister could even be married to some damn Proud Boy. See, some of y'all is on that trip that, oh, if a white person is married to you, then they couldn't possibly be racist and they couldn't possibly be a part of this. Yes, they can. Because if you're just a fetish, they can marry your ass all day because you satisfying some part of what they like. But then they racist as fuck on everything else. Then what they married to you for? And then how come you can't see that as a black person? Now, I'm sorry. I'm with that comedian Godfrey. You damn right. A lot of y'all are so racially confused and thinking somebody really loves you when you ain't shit but a jump off. And I'm just going to say it. Ain't no motherfucker love. They love that dick or that pussy. And I'm just going to go on and say it. Because how could somebody like that even call themselves with a black person when they against everything else that is against you? Wake the hell up, people. Just wake up. What more do these people have to do to prove who they are. They're not going, I want to see how many of these damn people that have broken the law. Damn all this other stuff. They didn't broke the law. They come up with all kind of laws and rules on our black ass. So let's see what they're going to come up with. Some probably slap on the wrist bullshit. When they have stormed the so-called Capitol. My point is, what are you looking like to the rest of the world? Okay? It's stupid. And they're willing to do this to really still put in these people's mind that, yes, the government is, this sucks, and you guys, proud guys and boogaloo guys and all y'all, keep doing what you're doing. Keep promoting white supremacy, because we need you right now, because we got to get all these other folks in order, because this whole country is based on fucking over black people. That's what it's done from its inception, and that's what it's going to continue to do. And they've got to reinforce in these damn knuckle draggers that you're still okay, and we still need you to fight for the country. Because that's why today you see all these damn Republicans sitting up there talking shit. Okay, but like I said, they're going to exit stage left a little bit, because how in the fuck you going to impeach somebody that's about to be out of office in less than a week? Give me a break. You couldn't get it done before. And so what? He was impeached. Didn't shit come out of it? That's what I'm saying. When you look at white supremacy, it'll give you the perception or the feeling like it's really fighting for justice, when it's not. And what white people are being held accountable? And the ones that died, like I said last time, three of them was like natural causes, or one person tased his own self in the balls and killed himself. Okay, a cop got killed. Where's all y'all Blue Lives Matter motherfuckers at? Okay, they running up behind black folks. If it was a black man that shot that chick, I don't feel sorry for her monkey ass either. Because if she was breaking the law and got shot, oh well, every day, we get it. We ain't even done nothing and get shot and killed. So, fuck me, fuck that. You know, that's just it. What are y'all people thinking about? I just don't get it. At all. I see this shit for what it is, and that's all it is political theater on both sides. Y'all still falling for this Republican Democrat bullshit when it's all the same. When it's all the same. Okay? What is gonna be the real true fallout? Cause the FBI knew what color draws every last one of them rioters put on that morning. Before they came. Y'all really? Seriously? Seriously. Y'all believe that, oh, all these people just stormed the Capitol, and what is democracy coming to? And what a, oh my God. And then them three or four black folks sprinkled around in there. Y'all dumbass gonna be the first get arrested and go to jail. You can't even see how you being used. That's what I'm saying. Neither one of these systems, parties are for us. You really? I just don't know. Like I said, this is a new year, people. We got to start waking up and seeing political theater for what it is, and don't even take part in that shit. Like I said, sit back and eat your popcorn. So now we're getting ready to see. Okay, the Republicans kind of exiting, leaving their boy hanging, and fuck him too. And then y'all talking about, well, look, Twitter shut him down. They should have been shut his ass down. And then you're going to say, but then our right, freedom of speech, do you really think you got true freedom of speech? Now, people will say, well, you on YouTube talking shit. Yes, I am here for the moment. But the thing is, when you start getting effective and you start organizing people, and you start getting shit done, that's when they come for you. Okay, they killed Fred Hampton in his damn sleep. That's because he was being effective in organizing a lot of young black men. That's why they popped him. Y'all gotta understand this. And see, I ain't scared. Fuck it. I'm almost 60 years old. I don't give a fuck. I'ma say what the fuck I wanna say. And anybody don't like it can do what they wanna do. Cause I'ma do what I wanna do. See, I don't live in no fear. I don't live in, oh my God, what could happen to me? It's gonna happen any motherfucking way. That's the way y'all need to look at shit. That's the way it goes. It's gonna happen anyway. So while you sitting back and thinking you safe and thinking you okay, no. No, you're not. Not if you get out of the way in whatever way white supremacy is gonna put you. So your best bet is to put it in place for you to get away and get your own shit and go on about your business and quit worrying about this mess. Cause this government is on its way out. This is a failed experiment. I don't care what nobody says. And people are scrambling to try to keep some semblance of power or what they have. But you all better recognize, and this is all people, not just black people. This is all people. Y'all got to understand what's getting about to go down and how they're using and manipulating people. And if you don't, that's when you're going to find the wrath of all this shit. And that's on everybody. That's on everybody. It's time, people, to wake up and make your life be what you want it to be and change some things and put some things in place and understand how this government has worked so far. And it's I'm not against government. You need government to get shit done. The damn Proud Boys, all of them, I bet you a lot of them own social programs, communist social programs, them, their parents, whoever. You need government. Okay? But what, you know, how are you going to keep things together? But by the same token, if that same government is willing to, smash your ass, because you talking the wrong shit, as long as you talking the right stuff. But see, then that goes back to those that are in power that run the government. See, that's who y'all don't ever want to go fuck with. Yeah, and the Proud Boys, they gonna go, Microsoft, do something to Bill Gates, or they gonna do anything to any of these corporations. I've never heard of it. No, oh, we hate government. You don't even know how it works, you dumbass. So that is where we at, people, and that's what has got to happen. You got to start putting people in place that truly stand for you and demand what you want. I don't have no problem demanding or people doing what they got to do. However, the shit that just went down was total disrespect and was total white supremacy saving itself. So like I said, let's see how many of these people go to jail. And I mean go to jail. Not no little slap on the wrist bullshit. So we shall see. We shall see. So thank you for coming by. And I want you to go to my YouTube channel, Smart Sister Show, and subscribe. And let's build a community of people that's really understanding how all of this stuff works and then how we can get involved with different things. I have started my think tank. Hopefully soon we'll have the first white paper. And it's funny how they call it white paper, huh? Maybe I ought to call it a black paper. That's what I'll do. I'll call it a black paper that has some analysis and some solutions. Thank you for coming by the show today. And I really appreciate
your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something. And that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's patreon.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsistert@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.